The Nationals in Philadelphia looking for a series sweep on Sunday. Freddy Galvis and his teammates looking to avoid it, and Galvis would play a big part in it. He's up in the bottom of the fourth, first and second, two down, facing Tanner Roark with the Phillies trailing 1-0.
The 1-2. Swinging a line drive toward right. This is trouble. It's a fair ball. Headed down the line. Heading home is Herrera. Franco digging for third. He's being waved in. Heisey's throw is cut off by Murphy. He'll throw it toward third. They've got Galvis hung up between second and third. The throw to Turner. He'll flip to Rendon, chasing him to second. Throws to Lynn, chasing him toward third, who flips to Turner to get the tag for the out. So the Nationals with a long run down, but a two-run double for Freddy Galvis. He does it to the Nationals again, and the Phillies lead 2-1.
A little bit of a dunker. Didn't hit it especially hard and just dropped it in there. If you're scoring with us, that play to get the last out goes 9-4 to 5 to 6 to 5 to 3 to 6. Now the set. 3-2 to Worth. Swing and a drive deep to left field. Forget about it. Going, going, and gone. Goodbye. Another home run for Jason Worth against the Phillies here at Citizens Bank Park. It's his second of the game. He's 3-for-3. Home run number 5 of the year for Worth. He's driven in 3 runs, and he's given the Nationals the lead again here in the top of the 5th inning. For Jason Worth, it is his 14th multi-homer game of his career. Bang, zoom, goes Worth. It's the Nationals 3 and the Phillies 2.
The 3-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. It's a base hit into center field. Worth is heading home. He'll score. And over to third base is Murphy. Another RBI for Anthony Rendon. His 23rd of the year. His 18th in the last 7 games. The Nationals get the insurance run. It's the Nationals 4 and the Phillies 2.
Runners first and second, 2 out, bottom of the 8th. Albers pitch, swung on, hit a mile to left center field. Taylor going back, way back at the wall, and it is gone. Goodbye. On the first pitch, Altair hits a game-tying pinch hit. 3-run homer. This place erupts. The game is all even. It's the Nationals 5 and the Phillies 5. Aaron Altair, with his 4th home run of the year, gives him 14 runs batted in. He was 1-for-3 as a pinch hitter, and he jumped on the first pitch from Matt Albers. The string of consecutive innings pitched without surrendering a run is over.
That was a hanging slider. Trinan sets. The pitch to Galvis. Swinging a fly ball center field deep. Taylor on the run, moving back. He'll make the catch, but tagging at third is Herrera. He'll come down the line and he'll score the winning run. Sacrifice fly, Freddy Galvis. The Phillies avoid the sweep. They down the Nationals 6-5 in 10 innings. The Nationals were 4 outs away with a 3-run lead. Could not close it out.
The Nationals see their 4-game winning streak come to an end after they can't hold on to a lead and lose 6-5 in 10 innings. Here's manager Dusty Baker.
I mean, it's been difficult. I mean, it's been difficult since the beginning. But, you know, our bullpen, Matt Albers tonight, that was the first mistake he's made from spring training. He had 0 ERA, and the first mistake he's made, hung a slider, you know, during the season. And so that was just a mistake that, you know, he didn't miss. And he had to hit it a ton to get it out of the ballpark because there was a crosswind going the other way. Because, you know, we thought Tony's ball had a chance to get out, but it was up too high. And so, it was a tough one to lose. We did have some more opportunities to score to pad the lead. And, ever since I've been coming here, you always leave out of here with your heart broken at least once during the year, because they've walked us off like 2 or 3 times here in the last couple of years. So it's okay. We just start a new streak tomorrow. We know we got the tough Orioles, to deal with. We're going to their park, and we got to put this one behind us.
I know the hits off Trinan were not hard hits today, right? But in the bigger picture, are you worried at all about how he is coping with the handling?
Well, his struggles. Hey, man, what choice you got, you either deal with it and keep persevering, or, Hirsch should quit, and he's not going to quit. So, I mean, you know, the ninth was that tenth was started with the check swing double down the third base line. There's not a whole bunch you can do about that. And then the perfectly executed, then the walk, perfectly executed bunt. You know, we didn't get an out. And you know, you have to, you know, the life of a reliever is that you have to forget yesterday. And you know, you really have no choice. I mean, we know he's better than that. He's been getting some tough breaks. He's been making some of his own breaks tough with walks. But, you know, they played a good game, and they took the game from us.
What do you think about Tanner?
Tanner was he was outstanding, especially after, you know, we had to go get him because we didn't want him to go anymore. We had slated for him to go 90 to 100 pitches because of how many pitches he won his last start. And so, you know, Tanner was good. I'm glad we added on those runs. You know, hate to, you know, blow, you know, a potential victory. But, you know, when we lose as a unit.
Do you get a sense that Jason kind of thrives on being back here and performing in front of these
Well,
fans?
Definitely. I mean, Jason had a great day. I mean, outstanding day. Half of them are cheering him, half of them are booing him, which I don't understand why. You know, yeah, anytime you come back to where you played for a long time and had success, then, you know, you look forward to, you know, coming and playing here, and, you know, he had a good series.
Do you expect to have Cody Glover back for the Orioles series?
Probably not, you know, because he has to still do a couple pins, and then a day off, and then we'll see from there.
Well, we got a little debate there at the end of the game. Did you think somebody was off the base?
No, I mean, you know, some of the guys thought that the runners didn't advance and tag up, but they don't really have to. You know, when the run scored on sac fly, and it really doesn't matter. So, game's over.
What about
Bryce tomorrow? So. Yeah, I mean, Bryce is—he'll be in there tomorrow. He could have been in there today. It's my decision not to take a chance, especially in the threat of the wet conditions, which end up happening, and just didn't want to, you know, take a chance when I'm looking at it with Bryce in the big picture.
Monday, the Nationals start a series in Baltimore.